Hi there, this is Moira. Welcome to my Little Ted Said podcast. There's a new story every Saturday, so subscribe and you won't miss them. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be fantastic. Bye for now. Little Ted was eating a banana. He liked bananas and enjoyed slowly peeling the skin as he ate them. Although he sometimes just called them nanas because it was easier to say. "Why are bananas bent?" Little Ted said. "Do they get squished in the shop?"
"No, Little Ted, they grow that way. Your banana has a curve because it grows towards the sunlight."
"Oh," Little Ted thought, "like my sunflowers." Little Ted and his daddy had planted some sunflower seeds in spring, and now they had three plants growing in the garden that were taller than Little Ted. He liked to stand next to them most days and see how much bigger they had grown, and recently the very top had started to flower. It was a bright yellow colour and reminded Little Ted of a face.
"Is that why bananas are yellow?" Little Ted said. "Because they like the sun?"
"Not really. In fact, they're green while they're growing and only become yellow as they fully ripen," answered his daddy. Again, Little Ted thought this was like his sunflowers.
"Is a banana plant as tall as a sunflower?"
"Actually, Little Ted, they are much bigger because the plant has lots of bananas on it. They grow in big bunches, and if I remember correctly, these bunches are called hands." Little Ted found this confusing. Bananas didn't really look like hands, but he wiggled his fingers and pretended they were a bunch of bananas.
"Can we grow bananas in our garden, like the sunflowers?"
"Sorry, Little Ted. You need somewhere a bit warmer than where we live. Most bananas are grown where it's hot."
"Now, can you remember what colour a banana is?"
"Yellow," Little Ted said confidently.
"And what other fruit can you think of that are also yellow?"
Little Ted paused.
"The round one in the fridge."
"Ah, which round one? We have two. In fact, three, if you count the one that has lemon juice in it and is shaped like a lemon."
"The one we have at snack. Melon."
"Very good, Little Ted. And do you know what the other one is called? The one Mummy likes to have for breakfast?"
"It's called grapefruit."
"Now, if you've finished eating your banana, why don't we play the yellow sticker game? Take this pad of yellow sticky post-it notes and put one on everything you can find that is yellow." Soon Little Ted had covered everything that was yellow with a yellow sticky. He put them on the yellow ducks that floated in his bath. He put one on his yellow digger and another on the tipper truck. There was one on his minion soft toy and the corn on the cob they were going to have for tea and the curtains in the living room. In fact, Little Ted kept going until he had used the whole pad up.
"Look, Daddy, our house is yellow."
"I like yellow. It makes me feel happy." "Maybe that's why I like bananas, because they are yellow."
"Maybe, Little Ted. Or maybe it's because if you turn a banana on its side, it looks like a smile."
So with its bright sunny colour, taste and hidden smile, it's guaranteed to put a smile on your face too. The end. Thank you.